Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
On today's show, we're continuing the discussion with the Hoppers. And so around our table, again, we have Dean and Connie and Carly Hopper. And we're talking not only about their new project that's out called Something's Happening, but also playing some great best of songs from the best of the Hoppers as released by the Gaither Gospel Series. In fact, let's get started with another best of here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Rise to meet him in the air. Stepping on the clouds, he will greet us. All the joy together we'll share. I'm gonna leave this world behind me. Going where the devil cannot find me. I'm going higher, higher. Stepping on the clouds. Stepping on the clouds, we'll see Jesus. Rise to meet him in the air. Stepping on the clouds, he will greet us. All the joy together we'll share. I'm gonna leave this world behind me, going where the devil cannot find me. I'm going
higher, higher.
Best of Highlight from the Best of the Hoppers on the Gaither Gospel Series label and on Spring Hill Recordings, a brand new album that's titled Something's Happening. Lots of music to celebrate with the Hoppers today on Daniel Britt and Friends as we sit around the table with Dean, Connie, and Carly Hopper. I see a lot of variety in the writing of a song, and you know, so many people have said it, but it does come back to the song. You've got to have a good song. I mean, you can sing wonderful harmonies, but if you're not saying anything, you know, you've got to make sure that's key. That's there in key. So I see a lot of variety in the writing, which tells me not only maybe styles, you're going to get a lot of variety on here, but also probably just the messages are going to be, of course, central to the gospel, but they're going to come from so many different perspectives, really offering a nice. And this next one is Jim Brady, along with Barry Weeks and Tony Wood.
Yeah.
And He Remembers to Forget, which I'm a sucker for play on words.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that kind of
stuff.
That's
a big one there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one features, I do the first half of each verse. Kim does the second half.
Yeah.
The way it transitions, it's got a great tune in it. The message speaks for itself. Oh. I don't need to try to explain it.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, He Remembers to Forget. what Mercy forgave.
Eden, he still sees the flowers there. Noah, kept safely in his care. Moses watched the Red Sea part. David, after his own heart.
Every moment in history, still there in his mind. So it amazes me.
He remembers to forget what mercy forgave. The past that I regret is forever washed away. To forgive
what mercy forgave. Calvary, he still smells that dusty air, and years pass, he can hear that one thief's prayer, that he where we broke his heart, the earth shook, and the world went dark.
It's all still fresh in his mind, but wonder of all wonders, it overwhelms me every time.
This is Daniel, Brett, and friends with the Hoppers today. They've got a new project. It's called Something is Happening. But also, they're celebrating the new release of the Best of the Hoppers from the Gaither Gospel Series. Here's another Best of highlight from the Hoppers.
City he saw, New Jerusalem.
Of Highlight from the Best of the Hoppers on the Gaither Gospel Series label and on Spring Hill Recordings, a brand new album that's titled Something's Happening. Lots of music to celebrate with the Hoppers today on Daniel, Britt, and Friends as we sit around the table with Dean, Connie, and Carly Hopper. I Know Who Holds Tomorrow is such a classic Ira Stanfield tune. And who's featured on this one?
You take a guess. You got to know. That classic song,
Claude.
It's got to be Dad.
Is it Claude?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so is this one of your dad's favorites?
Oh, yeah.
Is this one that, then did you allow him to pick one song and this was his song?
What year did they record that, the brothers, back in the 60s? It's been done a couple of different times.
They recorded it probably 62, wow. 63. Yeah. Wow. We were just talking about songs, and Larry... I mentioned this song to Claude, and then I mentioned it to Larry, and he said, you know, I've been thinking about that song.
Yeah.
And so I think it'll be a good song for him.
And again, you sing it not because it's old, not because you did it in 62, but because it still is mm-hmm. something that's very mm-hmm. relevant in 2010. Yeah, no matter what's going on in the country
it's
just, or
it's
in the world.
It's a positive message.
Yeah, exactly.
Positive
you
message.
Know, when you get to be our age, Claude yeah. and my, our age, it's still good to say, I know who holds tomorrow.
Right, right.
It's always good to say.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said.
Is the Hoppers' latest project, and it's we've been talking about Larry Goss throughout this because he was the he produced it and brought in the arrangements and everything. But Larry, I don't think you could. I mean, he's very good, but you don't ever get a hint of him using a bag of tricks necessarily. Hmm. It seems like Larry comes to these things with lots of experience, but he comes to it with just such creative juices that are flowing. I mean, when he hears something. You see light bulbs go off, and then you see him cater it to whatever the song calls for or whatever the artist is dealing with, as you've kind of made mention.
Well, I'll say this, and I don't know if you can, people that are listening can visualize this,
yeah.
but if you can imagine your most creative person in your life or your family walking outside, looking up and had his hand in his right pocket, that's billable time.
Yeah.
He could start charging for that time right there because he is in the creative mode and he brings what he envisions at that moment right straight to the keyboard.
Wow.
And then puts it down. We sing it. He orchestrates it.
Yeah.
And it goes from there.
Wow. Something that he did that impressed me so much was what year did we record Think on the Good Things?
It was 1981.
82. And
Debbie Talley and Roger were
she
still
was on the recording, and we did it in Mount Airy because Benson had a,
it was a partnership
with them in Granite City. So Larry came over, and we recorded, and we got down to the last song. And, of course, he had a flight back to Nashville, and he had to get from Mount Airy to Greensboro to catch that flight. And we were down to that very last song, but it was not like he wanted it to be.
Right.
But he knew to catch his flight that he'd had to go. So he did. He got his stuff together and left.
I was driving him in the car to Greensboro.
You were? Well, we kept working. We kept working on the song. And about 30 minutes or 40 minutes, the door opened, and he comes back in the studio. And he said, I can't leave. I can't leave until this is finished.
Wow.
And that spoke volumes to me because I didn't know that people in his position did things like that,
really?
Because, but that just spoke volumes to me that he would actually come back and spend another night and catch a plane the next day for us to finish that project.
Goodness. This next song is one that the, and again, talking about variety of writers, you've got Bill Gaither and looks like his daughter and Woody Wright on this this song. A vocal band cut it a few years back on The Authority.
I always liked it.
And
they started the programs a few times when we were on tour with them.
Right.
When that Still Believe album came out.
Yeah.
And I always liked that tune, but they didn't really do much with it.
Right, right.
And I brought it out a couple of different times. And so the group finally said, yeah, okay, we like it too. And we just needed another good, fast song.
Right.
It's positive, and it speaks of who we are in Christ.
And I can hear the mixed groups doing this. I mean, you know, the vocal band being a quartet did it and did a good job with it, but I can certainly hear Kim taking a
look. Well, Kim is one of the best tenor singers you've ever heard.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I
mean, she could make a great tenor singer for any quartet, I'm gonna tell you, because she can sing low and sing with force. She can sing in the mid, she can sing high, and she has a great, God's truly really gave her a gift.
And she does it on this song, too.
Absolutely.
She takes it on home.
So many years I cried, cause my soul denied that he would save a wretch like me. So full of gloom and dread that I hung my head, I wouldn't claim the victory. Then one day his love, like a winged dove, it settled down upon my life. And I realized he had authorized my ticket to paradise. On the authority of the Holy Word, I rise up and take my stand. I'm a blood-bought child of the living God, who is the great I am. I'm an heir to all that heaven holds, and no principality can ever take away my royal crown, given on his authority. Well, it's a mystery why he came to me, why he would choose me for his own, why he pulled me out of the lake of doubt, set me right beside his throne. Why he guaranteed with his seal decreed my inheritance by right. I'm his favorite child, and that makes me smile. I'm the center of his delight. Well, I'm his favorite child, and that makes me smile. I'm the center. Take my stand.
featuring Kim, the Hoppers, and On the Authority. It's from the project that has just been released called Something's Happening.
Can I tell you something, though?
Yeah, go for it.
Regarding that, of taking it on home, so to speak.
Right.
We're on the stage at Quartet Convention one year. Glenn Payne is sitting down in the circle there. Uh-huh. Gaither's sitting next to him. It's on the Friday night. It's the big brouhaha. You know, you've got the big guns that are coming out shortly.
Right.
And
right.
We're doing something like, I don't know, Anchor to the Power. Just something that's really taking it.
Yeah.
And Glenn looks over to Bill and says, got to have somebody can carry the mail. I don't care. And Kim was toting the mail that night, buddy.
That's it.
That gives me chills right there. Look at that.
How's she doing these days? She's making a good recovery.
Yeah,
I know.
Doing well.
A few weeks back, we had some news to pray for, so that's good to know.
Blockage is gone and cleared that out without any further surgery, and so it's just taking rest now. Right. So she's trying to get some rest.
Project is Living in the Arms of Mercy, and this is another great set of writers, Jeff Sylvie and Joel Lindsay. A lot of people recognize those names. If you are a reader of liner notes, these are powerhouse writers, lyricists, and musicians who are writing.
Why don't you? I'm looking at Carly because this is a trio with Dean and Kim and Michael. Yeah. And
Michael on the high part.
And Michael's on the high part?
Michael is singing above
me.
Really?
Dean. And I think it's great. Do you have anything to say about it, Carly?
I guess the only thing I really have to say is it's my favorite song on there. It just has such a cool feel to it. And every time I turn it on, I hear Michael singing that. I'm like, you're supposed to be singing those low C's. What is going on here? And it's so fun to listen to. And it's stuck in your head, and you will never get it out once you listen. So.
Well, I was going to say, I've noticed Mike singing more and more these days.
He's got a great bass voice. And he can sing all those little intricate bass notes that Rex Nealon was one of our only guys that ever sang all those little intricate parts. Yeah. Nothing against the rest of them,
but Rex
was the man on that.
He's the king of multitasking at that.
And he can do that while playing the drums. Yeah, you don't see that very often.
Oh, let me tell you a story.
Go for it. Kim had surgery the 15th of July. I don't know when you're going to air this. It doesn't matter. Okay, we had Melissa Brady that filled in the first week. Well, then the second week, we were to go to Indiana and preview the new video. Mm-hmm. And so we go there for that. But we pick up Joy Gardner on the way. She's going to fill in that week.
Wow. Yeah.
So we get there and on Wednesday, and the preview is on Wednesday night. And that morning, they had to rehospitalize Kim.
Oh, right.
So we're talking in the studio, and I'm saying to myself, he needs to go home, but that was his decision. So someone took him back to Indianapolis, and he caught a plane out that night. So the next night we were in Muncie, Indiana. So it was Claude and me and Joy Gardner that had the lyrics. She was holding the lyrics because she didn't know our song. And Michael was back here on the drums, playing drums, hitting the tracks and the video and singing Dean's part.
Wow.
Yeah, that was funny. But the next day, on that Thursday, before you went to the concert, we were at Gloria's restaurant. Uh-huh. She's got the best tomato basil. So,
oh, yeah. I've had it. It's the best.
It's good. So Bill comes in and says, let's have some soup. You have soup for 2 hours, I think.
We have soup for 2 hours while he tells us his...
tell him what he says.
Okay. We're sitting there around the table, all of us, and all of a sudden we hear thunder and lightning. And we don't hear the lightning, but we know that it probably is. And the rain is pouring.
Right.
And so he's talking, and then just out of nowhere, he says, Mike, go out and check the windows on my car to see if they're rolled up.
It's pouring rain.
So Michael gets up from the table, and he goes out the door. What happens is when he goes out the door, it locks, and he's outside.
So
Bill keeps waiting for him to come back. He says, I want Michael to hear the rest of this story. And so Michael never comes back, and he looks at us, and he says, do you think you got struck by lightning? He said, you're already down two. He said, if Michael's gone, what are you going to do? He thought it was hilarious. He laughed
at Joy. He said, Joy, don't you think those songs are consistently a little high in your range?
Right.
And he called her every day on the road, and she would say, oh, Bill, I've just sung myself out. And he could just hear him laughing on the other end of it. But anyway. It was an interesting weekend. It was a good weekend.
But she's Joy Gardner, so it doesn't matter.
That's right.
She's Joy Gardner.
That's right. That's good. Well, interesting sounds with Living in the Arms of Mercy. So just when you thought that the Hoppers were pigeonholed, no. You listen to this. It's a cool sound.
I admit I've walked too closely to the edge of compromise, and I've even crossed the line a time or two. And I understand how Paul could say, oh God, why do I do the things that I don't want to do? But I'm still very much a man after your own heart, and you alone can win this war between light and dark. So I'm living in the arms of mercy, totally depending on grace I don't deserve, living in the arms of mercy. Lord, I'm down to next to nothing, but I'm dying to be worth your forgiveness. So I'm living in the arms of mercy. Someday I will rise above it, and I'll soar on wings of faith till I fly to where my spirit wants to go.
And although it seems so far away from where I am from day to day, your peace is in my soul. For now I'm still a traveler on this journey to your will. So let me take my refuge here, where hope is sacred still. So I'm living in the arms of mercy, totally dependent on the grace I don't deserve. Living in the arms of mercy, Lord, I'm down to next to nothing, but I'm dying to be worth your forgiveness. So I'm living.
Project Something's Happening, The Hoppers. Now a best of highlight from the best of The Hoppers, compiled by the Gaither Gospel Series, right now on Daniel Britt and Friends.
When Jesus was here, he gave us the words of eternal life, and he gave us his peace, and he said, I'll not leave you alone. And though I wasn't there when the multitude, they watched him on, well, two angels in white, they announced he would come back again. What a blessing it was just to be part of that crowd that were gathered there that day. Can you imagine what that was like? Just to see him go up, and in clouds see him taken away. But I know in my heart that a greater blessing waits now for
righteous men search for the Holy Child.
Led by a shining star.
With gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Project is Something's Happening. It's the Hoppers, and has been released now nationwide, right? At hoppers.com and in stores. And the last one on here is a very unique track, because it's not just the Hoppers, and it's not just 3 minutes. It's a good song with some meat to it.
Yeah, it is. We were working on this album at the same time. Larry was producing Greater Vision's new album, producing Legacy Five's new album, and producing the Booth Brothers' latest project.
Right, right.
And so the four groups, we collaborated and formed a company with Larry, LLC, Goss Music Group, to put out a new choral book, because some of the biggies were deciding, like Word. We had done a choral book with Larry, and Word had done real well, won the Dove Award.
Sure,
did great.
Sure.
But they weren't going to do them anymore. So they said, let's put our own out. And we did that. But on this particular song, this was written by Wes Tuttle. Don Tuttle lives right here in Kernersville, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. The Tuttle family, he's been the, well, we'll go on like that, but Wes is married to, I think he's married to Judy Jacobs, and he wrote this song and brought it to Larry. And Larry said, I've got this great song, we can make it work. So the Booths, Greater Vision, the Hoppers, and Legacy have all got individual parts on there, and then on the chorus, it's all of us together.
Wow.
It's very, very powerful, and we all decided to put it on our latest releases, and so we held it back.
Sure.
To put it on this one. We didn't put it on the one last year because we knew this would be a bigger release. So.
Oh, wow. Cool. Cool. Statement of faith.
This is Daniel Britton, friends.
Father, Spirit, Son, the Holy Three in One. He reigns no matter what the world may say.
Surely time has come for us to take a stand, to hold to our convictions without shame. Opposers to the faith abound on every hand, but the gospel must be fearlessly proclaimed.
I believe that Jesus is the Holy Son of God. He came to earth to live a perfect life.
Sacrifice. One true God, and Jesus Christ is his holy Son, that he is the living Word, and that by him and through him all things were made. I believe he was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He lived a sinless life, healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, and brought the dead back to life. I believe in the cross, that Jesus, God's sacrificial lamb, shedding his blood, was crucified as an atonement for the sins of all the world. And whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. I believe in the resurrection, that on the third day he rose from the tomb, conquering death, hell, and the grave. And today he sits at the right hand of the Father, and that because he lives, we shall live also. I believe in the church, a harbor for souls where God is glorified, saints are edified, grace is multiplied, and mercy is magnified. I believe in the Holy Spirit, who lives within all who are saved by grace through faith. He is our comforter, our friend, and our guide. I believe that one day Jesus will come again to claim his own and prove once and for all that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Jesus is the only way.
Hoppers. The project is Something's Happening, and you can find it wherever fine music is sold. And if they don't sell it, don't patronize them. Go somewhere else. Spend your money. Or go to thehoppers.com.
Hoppers.com, brother. Hey, you know, they're interestingly enough, you were talking about Joey Gardner, Melissa Brady, who's married to Jim Brady of the Booth Brothers. She filled in a couple of weeks. There, you can go to hoppers.com, and on the face page, there are movies, little mini movies of these concerts.
Yeah.
That they were filling in. And Robin Montgomery from down here in Raleigh, she also filled in. But there's some great little captions, little movies, 60-second movies you can go and watch that are pretty hilarious. They're great, I mean, to watch.
And you guys have been doing that for a while. You do better than a lot of groups in keeping people up to date with behind-the-scenes type stuff and the movies and the special previews and stuff.
There's another one there, too, that we shot in Nashville when we were doing the tracks on this. We brought in a professional high-def camera.
Right.
It's first quality, and it's one of about a five-part series of interviews with Mom and Larry Goss talking about songs, starting way back when we first started working with Larry through his cancer.
And where
he is now, and them sharing both their testimonies. Please keep a watch for that, because this is going to be about a five-part series.
Oh, wow.
Very high professionally done. They'll enjoy it.
That's great. Well, you guys are great always. The music speaks for itself and your hospitality. And thanks for spending time with us to preview it.
Thanks for allowing us to. Thank you, Dan. Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.